When someone has a hard time dealing with a lack of fit within a community, she may be tempted to hurry up the process. Pacing back and forth, she believes she needs to do something in order to place herself in front of those with whom she'd like to belong. She may think to herself, "Enough of this waiting around and wondering if I'll ever belong. If it's meant to be, it's up to me." Then she'll slide behind the wheel of her car, hop onto the main highway of visibility, and see where it takes her. She'll do whatever it takes to get herself noticed, including buying her belonging. Social media teaches us if we post a well-thought-out photo with a clever paragraph next to it, we can do just that. We can buy our worth based on who likes our photo or how many comments we accrue. I'm as guilty as the next person of sitting and waiting for someone to like me and therefore convince me I belong. But as my pastor, Vince Hoppe, explains, we can't buy deliverance from the tyranny of wanting to fit in. Posting and sharing to give to others is one thing, but posting and sharing in order to get is a dead-end road we don't need to explore. Even if all the right people like and comment, it will only give us a counterfeit sense of belonging that lasts but a breath. Of course, it's possible to be on every social media channel and not take it to this level, to have a healthier perspective that leans toward enjoying the good, creative aspects of it and leans away from using it to fill our need for acceptance. But if we're struggling with our belonging, it's worth honestly evaluating our heart's motive toward what we're expecting to get from the whole online shebang. Using social media as the fast-tracked highway to attention looks mighty compelling. It offers limitless opportunities for those to buy into our own selfish motives. If we make fitting in online our chief route to belonging, we'll soon discover we're traveling away from that destination, not closer. We're more susceptible to getting pulled by the collar into a ring of comparison. The more we compare ourselves to others, the more incompetent we feel and the further away we find ourselves from a real sense of belonging. We want to invest our energy connecting with others, not comparing ourselves to others. Whatever our heart worships or desires more than God will inevitably distance us from Him, our true place of belonging. He wants us to taste and see His goodness around us right now. He wants us to belong as His beloved, first with Himself and second with our people. All those online conversations we listen to or participate in do come at a cost. Teens who visit social networking sites more than they see their friends often feel lonely, left out of things, and wish they had more good friends in their life. Another study showed the same to be true for millennials. I don't fall in either of those age groups, but I know the same has been true for me. Since the age of 10, I've wanted to be a writer, as well as a mama and co-anchor of the Today Show. Jane Pauley, Katie Couric, Savannah, and Hoda, I love you forever. As a young girl, I filled many a journal writing long dramatic stories and sentimental poetry. Then came college, marriage, military life, and babies, and I put my love of writing on a shelf for a couple of decades. I picked it back up when my husband deployed, and with it, I dusted off the dream of writing a book. After writing regularly on a blog for a few years and submitting articles to websites and magazines, I complained to friends, "Nobody reads me anyway, so why am I even bothering?" Years passed by, one right after the other, and all I held in my hands was a lot of discouragement because nothing happened fast enough. Instead of relaxing into God's role for me, which asked me to taste and see His goodness each day, my big self wanted to barrel down the road with my own agenda that said, "I'm the one who's good, so pay attention to me."